Justification, the means of grace, the theology of the cross, Christology, vocation, living in two kingdoms, and worship. Dr. Gene Edward Veith covers each of these teachings in the new third edition of his book, The Spirituality of the Cross. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. The Spirituality of the Cross, third edition. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got our four soundbites ready to go. We will play them for you. You listen, and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. And you tell us which one you would like to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. You can also email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. The listener with the best vote live this Friday afternoon, May the 7th, will get the LPR bundle package. That is an Ad Crucem Baptism keepsake. And I have Issues t-shirt and the Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters, get to vote first. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Dr. Doug Grotheis on critical theory and Christianity.
I think of social injustices, racial injustices, and I think of the strides that America has taken, particularly in the civil rights movement. But to the critical theory people, Martin Luther King's statement about dreaming that his children would be judged by the content of their character and not the color of their skin, that's not accepted. It's not a colorblind world. You have to see color and see race and see gender and see all these identity markers first and foremost. You don't essentially see a human being made in God's image who has certain rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, etc. You see the identity markers. And sure, being part of groups will affect who you are and how you're treated. I don't downplay that for a second. But it's not necessarily the most important thing about you. I think the most important thing, ultimately, is your relationship to God through Christ. That's the fundamental issue. And whatever we are, we're sinners who are still made in the image and likeness of God, who need a Savior. And we should work for justice and truth for all people. But I just don't see the critical theory categories, given its rotten roots in Marxism, as helping whatever injustices and unfairness we need to address in the American situation.
That is soundbite number one, Dr. Doug Grotheis, critical theory and Christianity. Vote for that one this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at IssuesETC.org, our Twitter address at IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Heath Curtis talking about discipline and good works.
Notice the way Jesus says it. Where your treasure is, you put your treasure there. There your heart will go also. Very often, we need training and discipline in our sanctified life. We need to do the right thing, even if we don't feel like it. In the same way, you can't raise your kids, quote unquote, solely in the power of the gospel, right? None of us raise our kids that way. None of us say, don't clean up your room unless you're cleaning up your room from your heart. You know, don't do this good thing unless you really, 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 really want to do this good thing. No, we build discipline so that eventually our kids will be the kind of people who want to do the right things for the right reasons. But Jesus mentions this little bit of discipline, that if you start doing the right things, even if your intentions are not pure in the beginning, that discipline is part of your heart going where it needs to be. So we do the right thing, whether it's in stewardship or any other matter of holy living. We do the right thing with a prayer on our lips of, Lord, you know I don't exactly feel like doing this right thing right now. Please give me the strength to do it anyway. teach me to be your child. That's the kind of discipline that we need in the sanctified life.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, discipline and good works. Vote for that one, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via Twitter at issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Trevor Sutton. Do Christians need a Facebook prayer feature?
The idea that it's not as if we can coerce God by having more and more and more people praying for the same thing so that God doesn't hear it if one or five people pray it, but if you get 50 people praying it, well, then God has to act on this according to our desires. And that's certainly a wrong way of approaching prayer. There is something beneficial, the body of Christ bearing one another's burdens in prayer. And so in that sense, we share prayer requests. We pray for one another as a way to bear each other's burdens in prayer. So there's something for that, but I do agree entirely to ask the question, what things are right for social media and what things are not? And that is a question that we've just kind of utterly lost. I think in terms of biblically, the image of Moses taking his shoes off, and this is holy ground. And we've totally lost that idea that everything in life, vaccination cards or prayer requests, all of these things should be posted for the whole world to see. And I would love a thoughtful conversation amongst Christians as to what exactly is holy ground, what things require us to take our shoes off, and what I mean by that is to exclude them from social media.
That is soundbite number three, Pastor Trevor Sutton. Do Christians need a Facebook prayer feature? 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc. Talkback@issuesetc.org and our Twitter address @issuesetc. Get ready to vote because we're going to play soundbite number four. Then we'll take a break, and the break is a really good time to call and vote. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Here's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. The danger of basing your theology on Martin Luther.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Luther is helpful when he points us to the scripture. He does point us to the scripture. He was a Bible teacher. If we want to follow after Luther, that means we're opening our Bibles and we're reading it and we're studying it and we're rejoicing in it and we're working to understand it better and better. That's the sort of spirit of Luther. And if our theology ends with Luther and it doesn't get us to the scriptures and doesn't get us to Christ, then we become a caricature and we should rightly be criticized as following a man. So God forbid that that's what we would do. I hold Luther in the highest esteem, but there is a danger that because there's such a body of work that Luther has, that we start to use him, and think of the irony of this, that we start to use the writings of Luther to justify our own pet doctrines. This is the great danger. Luther was preaching against self-justification, but we use his work to theologically justify the things that we want to talk about, and that's a great danger. So it's one of the great gifts that the Lutheran confessions give to us, is they corral Luther a bit. They prune Luther's works for us. They tell us what the particular genius was of Luther, and they point us to that, which makes sure that Luther is doing what he himself was called to do, which is to preach Christ and him crucified.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the danger of basing your theology on Martin Luther. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. Give us a call with your vote. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know what you're voting for, which soundbite you're voting for, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MY-IE.
Built on the rock, children of the Heavenly Father, on my heart imprint your image, rejoice, rejoice, believers, and so much more. Hi, this is Pastor Will Wheaton inviting you to join us for our hymn sing at the 2021 Making the Case Conference. This year's theme, Northern Lights, Danish and Scandinavian hymns. Making the Case is Friday, July 23rd and Saturday, July 24th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org.
In 2020, the world was blindsided. At the Lutheran Church Extension Fund, we quickly refocused on how to best serve the church. Our COVID-19 response team took action, reaching out and listening to our borrowers. In response, we offered a number of financial remedies that allowed our borrowers time to stabilize. We also provided online streaming kits for churches, gift cards for food pantries, financial support for LCMS church workers, and much more. Life's not yet back to normal, and that's why we're still here for you. Visit lcef.org to learn more.
Expert guests. Expansive topics. Extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive Word and Sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide Word and Sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Lutheran Talk.
We have an ecumenical responsibility to hold forth the scriptures and to bear witness to grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone.
Lutheran Music. Listen anytime, anywhere in 2020 with the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app. Download for iPhone, Android, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've played our four soundbites for you. Doug Grotheis on Critical Theory and Christianity. Heath Curtis, Discipline and Good Works. Trevor Sutton, Do Christians Need a Facebook Prayer Feature? And Brian Wolfmiller, The Danger of Basing Your Theology on Martin Luther. Now it's time for you to vote and pick one of those to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's see what Buddy has to say. He listens in Massachusetts. Hi, Buddy.
I'm voting for number four.
And why is that?
I think Pastor Wolfmiller makes a lot of sense.
All right. Well, Buddy, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Massachusetts. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Celia listens in Norway. Celia says, two of these sound bites are worthy winners in my mind. The silver medal goes to Pastor Wolfmiller for pointing out the high importance of not being blind Lutherans, but being Lutherans because Lutheran theology is biblical theology. This distinction we must never forget. My gold medal vote, however, goes to Pastor Curtis for addressing the topic I think causes so much confusion and disagreement within confessional Lutheran realms, good deeds. Thank you. The entire episode was excellent and well worth listening to. And thank you, Pastor Wilkin, Jeff Lynn, and the rest of the Issues Etc. team for your good Lutheran works for the rest of us to see. And she says, see what I did there. And she says, Celia Oslo, not the one in Minnesota. So in Norway. Thanks for listening in Norway, Celia. Landon is voting for soundbite number one, Doug Grotheis. He says, critical race theory is such an influential ideology in today's secular culture, and it's infecting the church. Understanding what it is, why it doesn't work, and how to respond to it is important for all Christians in America today. Landon, thank you very much for your vote. Here is a vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Hello, Issues Etc. This is Tiffany from Minnesota. I'm voting for Heath Curtis this week because it struck a chord with me that we need to practice discipline in our daily lives, even when we don't want to do something that So it gives, it also reminded me to listen to that segment because I hadn't listened to it yet. And then I heard the sound bite and thought, hey, this sounds like a great one to listen to.
All right. Thank you very much, Tiffany. And thanks for your vote as well. Eric in Madison, Mississippi says, I vote for soundbite number one. We must all learn about this threat and be ready to respond. Thank you for so many interviews on the issue. Which issue is an issue of our current time? Mark says, my choice is for Pastor Heath Curtis, Discipline and Good Works, because I am a father of two young boys. The message gave me a lot to think about. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Lee listens in Bismarck, North Dakota. Lee says, Pastor Wolf Miller always makes hard concepts easier to comprehend. His in-depth knowledge is so refreshing and reassuring. I agree completely. He's a fantastic teacher. Joseph says, my vote is for Dr. Doug Grotheis on critical race theory. First, because it is anti-Christian, because we all came from one man and one woman, so we are all one race. Amen to that, Joseph. And second, he says, it goes against the values of America and freedom. Joseph, thanks for your vote. Steve listens in Wisconsin. Steve says, four excellent sound bites from four excellent podcasts. I really liked Pastor Curtis's soundbite on discipline and good works, as it built on last week's podcast. I didn't want to vote for him 2 weeks in a row, so I will vote for Pastor Wolf Miller's discussion on Luther. As a lifelong 63 years Lutheran, I am always amazed how little I know of the man and how thankful we need to be that God put him in the right place at the right time. Verbum Domini manet in aeternum, that means the word of the Lord endures forever. Looking forward to next week's programming. Thanks, Steve, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Hillary says, listening in Canada, my vote is for Pastor Heath Curtis, Discipline and Good Works. I am a mom of three young children trying to raise them to love God, our neighbors, and each other. That is daunting without the Word and the teachers of the Word. More biblical explanations of how to teach grace, love, works, especially when you don't feel it, are always welcome. That soundbite was helpful. Thank you, issues, etc., especially while our churches have been closed for a year. Thanks for listening in Canada, Hillary. Mark listens in New Mexico. Mark says, I vote for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's clip. It is a wonderful reminder to get our doctrine from God's word to which Luther points us, not practicing Lutherism, as he said elsewhere in that segment, taking Luther's writing as sufficient without or before scripture. I also greatly enjoyed Dr. Grotheis' soundbite about seeing our neighbors as individuals, shaped but not rightly defined, and certainly not existing only as their group's membership, like ethnicity or sex. Thank you for continuing strong programming and sound bites that are all worthy of votes. Mark, thanks for listening in New Mexico. The winner this week, according to your votes, soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, Discipline and Good Works.
Notice the way Jesus says it. Where your treasure is, you put your treasure there. There your heart will go also. Very often, we need training and discipline in our sanctified life. We need to do the right thing, even if we don't feel like it. In the same way, you can't raise your kids, quote unquote, solely in the power of the gospel, right? None of us raise our kids that way. None of us say, don't clean up your room unless you're cleaning up your room from your heart. You know, don't do this good thing unless you really, 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 really want to do this good thing. No, we build discipline so that eventually our kids will be the kind of people who want to do the right things for the right reasons. But Jesus mentions this little bit of discipline, that if you start doing the right things, even if your intentions are not pure in the beginning, that discipline is part of your heart going where it needs to be. So we do the right thing, whether it's in stewardship or any other matter of holy living. We do the right thing with a prayer on our lips of, Lord, you know I don't exactly feel like doing this right thing right now. Please give me the strength to do it anyway. Teach me to be your child. That's the kind of discipline that we need in the sanctified life.
That's winner of soundbite of the week this week. It's soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, Discipline and Good Works. Thanks to everybody who voted. Celia in Oslo, Norway, will get the LPR bundle package if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Folks, you have 15 days left to join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club and receive Pastor Will Wheaton's new children's book, They Shall Never Perish. We'll send it to you along with other membership premiums when you join the Reformation Club during the Easter season. Learn how to become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron on the support donate page at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the Ascension with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We'll study the hymn Christ is the World's Redeemer with Pastor Will Whedon. We'll talk to Andrew Walker about defending everyone's religious freedom in a pluralistic age. And we'll begin a series with Dr. Gene Edward Veith, author of our book of the month for May, The Spirituality of the Cross, 3rd edition. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Give your mom the gift of a clean home for Mother's Day with a gift certificate from The Cleaning Authority. In St. Louis, call 314-416-8117. In the St. Louis Metro East, call 618-213-8296 and be sure to mention Issues Etc. Give the gift of time for your mom with a Mother's Day gift certificate from The Cleaning Authority. 314-416-8117 or 618-213-8296.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.